know, it seems like there's a lot that's in his head with the fans booing and everything else going on.
Yeah, you know, I do my very best not to comment on any rumors and innuendo, and I'm going to try to remain true to that.
How about ignoring the rumors? Could he benefit just personally?
They are rumors. Those are rumors.
Jim, where do Jalen Reed's Mavens play? More than 20 snaps the last 2 weeks.
First look at film looked pretty good to me. What is he doing well? Why is he gaining your confidence?
Obviously he's getting around the ball a little bit more often, making plays. I think he's just performing better, plain and simple.
One other thing I need, Ron, will he be a Lion come 4 p.m. tomorrow, do you think?
Still on the same line of rumors and innuendo. So next question.
Where do you think he fits into the offense at this point?
Just where he always has. He's a guy who can make plays for us. I think you saw a catch and run that he made. I just think he's got ability. We got to get the best out of him.
This is a generic football question. Not a lot of cornerbacks that do travel go into the slot. Obviously, you don't use Darius that way. Why don't coaches or you specifically have a outside corner playing the slot as well? What is the challenge there?
It's just when you are you talking about us specifically, or are you talking about in general? If you're talking about us specifically,
it's a general thing, but you obviously are part of the general.
Yeah, if you talk about us specifically, I mean, we could do it. I mean, it could happen. It just depends on the situation, what they do, what type of offense they run, all those kinds of things. They're kind of dependent upon that. Now, if you're asking me a generic question about generally it's almost playing like a nickel. Some don't line up inside very often. It's a little bit different. Route angles are different. There's run support is a different issue. There are a lot of different factors in there. You have different body types that play that position, and you get him in a position where his body type maybe might not be conducive to that. Teams are running the ball at you a little bit more, so you turn it. It's almost like a linebacker playing in that role sometimes. So there's a lot of things, I think, from a general standpoint. But with us specifically, it's certainly something. Don't be surprised if one day you don't see us doing it.
What kind of things can you do to help the red zone work this week in practice, and at what point might you look to try Tion Green or put somebody else in that role?
So that was kind of a specific question, I'm assuming, in terms of the back, in terms of our running back situation, right? First of all, it's no magic to it. It's just strictly working at what you're doing and getting better. Execution's got to be better. We didn't execute as well as we were capable. You're talking about specifically from a running game standpoint, and you got most of you probably talking about Dwayne and those issues. If you take a look at the film, he's got to have some room to run too. So there's a lot of things that go along with that. There were a couple of things that weren't done exactly right. There's not many guys in this league are going to run through two guys that are unblocked. So that's where we got to get better. We got to get better from all ends of it.
I know you say you're never going to be a team that runs the ball 40 times a game. You just need it to be, what's the word you use, adequate or something along those lines. As a team, you've topped 100 yards just four times over the last 23 games. At some point, Is it scheme? I mean, is it run blocking scheme? Or are you still a believer in the scheme you have set up up front?
Yeah, I think you always got to look at everything you do. I don't think there's anything that you shouldn't look at and try to examine and try to improve upon. Does it fit your personnel? Those kinds of things. But the most important thing, which I've always said, we have to have a respectable running game, make teams honor it. And then secondly, like I've mentioned so many times before, I'm more interested in winning, more so than anything else. And, how we go about it could vary. I mean, there are some weeks where you see we ran it a little bit more often than we threw it one time this year. So those kind of things can happen, but we just got to, the thing about it, it's no magic to it. It's just working at it. It's execution. We just haven't been as effective as consistently as we'd like to be.
So you are constantly evaluating. What is the current evaluation of what you guys are doing?
Yeah, I mean, most of the things that we look at, we certainly aren't going to share those with the public, from a strategic standpoint, but we're always taking a look at what we're doing. We're always examining. We're always trying to make certain that we're doing the best thing for our guys and trying to get us in the best position to be effective.
Do teams respect your running game enough right now, do you think?
That's a question for you to ask our opponents.
Last night, one of your players had said after the game that the intensity on offense didn't match that of the defense. Do you see that, Jim? And if so, what kind of problem does that present?
I don't necessarily. I think oftentimes, you know, you got to take a look at the film and see. I think that would be inaccurate if when you look at the film and take a look at it. I'll give you a case in point. I think you saw number 98 run over about four or five different backs to get sacks. If you take a look at our backs blocking their linebackers on blitzes, you might look at it a little differently. Yeah, I think that, you know, you have to have some substance to those kinds of things, but I think sometimes guys may answer in a general sense and that kind of thing and just talk about it. What they're focusing on, we didn't finish. And finishing doesn't necessarily mean that it was a lack of intensity. It's a lack of execution.
You've seen the tape, Jim. What do you think of the way Brian Mahalik played his first?
Yeah, I think he did a nice job, you know, against a real tough opponent. You know, he did well. He hung in there and battled and, you know, did a nice job for us.
Matthew got hit far fewer times in the past several games. I know you said a lot goes in.
Say it again now.
Matthew got hit far fewer times in the past few games. I know you said a lot goes into protection, but what did you feel was the biggest improvement in this game?
Obviously this is a very, very good pass rushing team. I think they were second in the league in terms of sacks overall. And I just think our guys took care of their assignments, got in front of them. Our backs blocked well. Tight ends, and they were responsible, they blocked well. And we did decently up front. Now he got sacked twice. That's too many. But I just think, you know, overall we played a little bit closer to where we'd anticipate we're able to play. But a lot goes into that, okay, as well. So don't just look at one thing being protection. There's routes being run. There's timing on the throws, things of that nature, getting the ball out on time. All those things play into it.
Jim, what do you think now that you've had time to review A'shaun Robinson's ejection yesterday? As you said yesterday, you were not certain on what necessarily happened after being able to see it.
When you're wrong, you're wrong. You know, obviously he was penalized, ejected from the game. So that's an issue. Like I said, there's three guys that ran out onto the field. That's an issue. So those are the things we got to address. We're not going to stand for it. It's not going, you know, that's one of the things we want to be known for. We want to play this game the way it's supposed to be played. And losing your poise is not one of those things. So we'll handle that. We'll handle it in-house, but certainly the league may have something to say about it as well.
Do you anticipate those players being available for you Monday night?
I don't know that.
You guys went 3-1 in the first quarter. You had said that there are no trophies given out this time of year. You guys are still looking for your first win in the second quarter. How do you approach that?
Just like we do every other game. You know, we look at it. I mean, it's not over yet. It's a quarter's not over yet. We still got one more game left in this quarter. We're going to focus in on that one. We got a tough opponent that we got to play away from home. You know, that's what we do. We just try to narrow everything down to look at this next game, and it's the most important game, and it takes all of our energy and focus, and we try not to get distracted, if you will.
Back-to-back false start penalties in the red zone. The second one, the explanation for the official wasn't very good. What happened there with the snap infraction?
No, they both were legitimate calls. You know, there was movement in the line prior to obviously the snap being made, and that's what they called, and they were right.
So when the Steeler defender jumped outside, he was drawn by them.
Yeah, they were. And initially, I thought that was not the case, but it was indeed the case. I mean, as a matter of fact, I saw it before. As soon as they replayed it upstairs, the guys were talking about it, so we got a good look at it, and they were right.
Coming more for Coach.
How valuable has T.J. Lang been for you on the offensive line so far this year, and how has he played this
game? Yeah, you know, I obviously missed the last game, but he's played well for us. He's tough, good leadership, so he's doing a nice job.
Another T.J. T.J. Jones had one of his best games. Seems really worth well on the sidelines, even through some big hits. How much has that added weight played into his development this year?
Yeah, I think it all helps him. You know, he's a good route runner, and he can catch the ball in traffic. He's durable, and I think he's kind of really developed into, you know, a really good player for us in terms of just giving a little counterbalance in terms of what they see out there from the other two guys, but catching the ball well for us too. And I just think you're just going to continue to see him improve. But the extra weight did not hurt him. I think it helps. He's got a little bit more bulk to him, but it hasn't slowed him down either, which is a good thing.
Jim, going back to the defensive line for a minute, one of your defensive linemen said that he felt that the Steelers maybe played or blocked a little bit dirty yesterday from watching the film. Did you agree with that?
Yeah, the officials are there to control the game. They'll make certain determinations if they see something that's illegal or against. They didn't throw any flags, and that's what we go by. The officials are seldom wrong.